Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Arisha, you know I could have been a famous pop star if I wanted to, right?
Yeah, in the same way I could have been a famous accent impersonator. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my music career may be on hold, but at least it wasn't sabotaged like The Hills star Heidi Montag's was. She's now saying she was destined for pop stardom before her dreams were shattered.
Yeah, I mean, I relate to this so much because Lady Gaga ruined it for her. She ruined it for me. I could have been singing paparazzi.
You could have been. It's almost like her crystals didn't help, and that's crazy.
I mean, I can't believe that that's true.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, March 25th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So Heidi Montag may not be mega famous these days, but there was a moment back in 2009 when she was on the brink of major stardom, or at least that's what Heidi says. She was on the Unpopular with Jacques Peterson podcast earlier this week and said she was primed to be the next big thing in pop music.
Yeah, so we all know Heidi from her time on MTV's hit reality show, The Hills. She made tons of headlines as Lauren Conrad's frenemy with a serious penchant for plastic surgery. I still remember that Us Weekly cover where she had like 10 surgeries at once.
Yeah.
On top of that, she's also tried her hand at pop music. She released this full-length album that she called Superficial, which she hoped would be the start of a long music career. Mm-hmm. Did you listen to any of this, Brooke?
The album?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
It's something that I wouldn't be surprised if you're like, yeah, I heard it, but I did not.
I mean, maybe I've heard some of the songs and don't realize it, but
yeah,
I wasn't.
did not listen to it. But her producer at the time, Red One, told Us Weekly, I guess I had some kind of Heidi Montag, Us Weekly collaboration going on, back in 2009, that Heidi has star quality and she can do anything and make it sound credible. She's a born star.
Because that's every singer's dream compliment. Yeah, this sounds credible. Like, what? Is that a compliment?
Are you a witness in a crime or yeah, singing a
seriously.
Song?
So as you probably know, Heidi's pop star dreams never came to be. And now she's saying it's all Lady Gaga's fault. Heidi told Jacques it was Gaga who actually sabotaged her chance at being a star.
Yeah, I love this. So Red One, whose real name is Nadir Kayat, was also working with Lady Gaga at the same time that he was working with Heidi. He wrote Just Dance with Gaga, which is the song that arguably launched her career. And Heidi says at the time she was working on her music with Red One, Gaga was just this up-and-coming singer and songwriter. She says Red One gave her a song Gaga wrote called Fashion and claims that he got the permission from Gaga to let Heidi use a song for her debut album. And so she tells Jacques, so then I recorded it and it was my song. That was the impression I was under. She says she even featured the song during a segment she did for The View about her clothing line, Heidi Would. So now we're going to hear a clip of Heidi's version of Fashion.
I know our producer, Michaela, thinks this song is absolute trash, but I don't hate it. It's fun. It's catchy. I'll give her that.
I don't like this song sung by Lady Gaga or Heidi.
This song
is not my jam.
Am I going to add it to a playlist? No. But if it comes on, will I maybe dance? Yeah.
Well, the only reason you're not adding it to a playlist is because your playlist is just the Hallelujah song by Pentatonix on repeat.
As everyone's should be. So Heidi's version of Fashion never made it onto her album because, according to her, once there was interest in the song, Lady Gaga took it back. Mm. And Heidi says her segment on The View was a big hit and it got people interested in the song.
Yeah. So specifically, the producers for the 2009 film Confessions of a Shopaholic, which ruined the books. I loved that book so much. The movie was trash.
Ugh, shut up, nerd.
You heard it here first.
Just kidding.
Listen. Anyway, Heidi says they wanted to use Fashion for their soundtrack. There was no saving that script, so I don't even know why they bothered. But once Gaga heard about it, Heidi says that she rescinded her permission to use it, took the song back. She says that Gaga said at the time, no, I'm pulling that song and I'm recording it. It's not Heidi's anymore. And then, of course, Gaga's version of Fashion was used on that trash movie soundtrack.
Imagine fighting over this song.
I know.
Like,
it's not Love Stick. Like, come on.
What? Or any other song in the world. So Heidi says it was more than just taking the song back that hurt her career. She says Lady Gaga saw her as a rival and a threat. And Heidi tells Jacques on the podcast that Gaga didn't want her working with Red One.
Yeah, so she says that Lady Gaga told Red One she wouldn't work with him anymore if Heidi kept working with him. And he's like, I'm sorry, she's my writing partner for huge things. Heidi also says he wrote Just Dance for her. He wrote almost every song with her and produced it. So of course she's not going to want to share that one. At that moment, I was a potential rival for what she was doing. Heidi also adds that she thinks Gaga felt like if Red One was working with her, she was taking Gaga's magic.
Okay, listen, okay. Heidi is not my favorite person at all, but she's not as terrible as like some other reality stars who try to be singers, so I will give her that, but to think that you can compete with Lady Gaga is just a wild theory in my mind.
I mean, as we all know, I famously saw her in Vegas recently,
cute.
And she is... I mean, she's next level when it comes to performing. And maybe that came because she didn't have Heidi competing with her in the beginning. So she had all that time to get really talented. But I just, it's interesting that this all seems to fall on Red One.
I know. Also, I'm just now realizing, is Red One what she sings at the beginning of that one song? Red One. Is that what she's saying? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
It's got to be.
I kind of know what you're talking about, but.
Did she not famously sing that when you saw her famously in Vegas?
No, it was a jazz concerto.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Heidi's saying Gaga thought she was going to steal her magic, but Heidi also thinks that Lady Gaga was Team Lauren all along, and she thinks that's part of the reason Gaga headed out for her.
This is when I'm just like, okay, we're not still on the hills. We don't have to make up this kind of drama. But okay. So on the podcast, Heidi says she thinks Gaga was actually a fan of The Hills. Gaga actually appeared on the show in 2009 when Lauren Conrad and Whitney Port sewed her into a vinyl hooded cat suit after her zipper broke right before a performance. And Heidi tells Jacques that Gaga once called her up and bragged, "I just filmed with Lauren and Whitney on The Hills." Which, is that a brag? Or just is she just giving her facts?
Well, she's also bragging, quote unquote, to someone who's on the show. This is like such a weird thing to say to someone who's also on the show. That'd be like me telling you, yeah, I recorded with so-and-so on Even the Rich.
Or me being like, hey, I just recorded Even the Rich. And like, yeah, I was there.
Right.
I saw this. But Heidi interpreted this phone call to mean that Gaga was Team Lauren, who Heidi had famously feuded with for years, of course. Mm-hmm. And Heidi says, I was like, who is this girl? What is happening? She's a hater, clearly.
Clearly.
I need more context. Like,
same. She should have recorded this phone call.
So it always record phone calls.
Exactly. So Heidi's dreams of pop stardom were ruined by Lady Gaga, at least according to Heidi. Mm-hmm. But she got to marry Spencer Pratt. And if that's not a win, I don't know what is.
Are we redefining the word win here? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. To Heidi, it seems like she feels like it's a win. But I will say the music didn't completely die because Heidi released a Christian pop song called Glitter and Glory in 2019. So maybe she's found her true calling. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible in this world. And I mean, it's been 3 years since it came out. That's not much time in the music industry.
It's going to take off any day now. We all know that.
Yeah, we'll just get that hashtag going. Glitter and glory.
Yep. Also, wait, I just got to say, one thing that really makes me sad about this story is that Heidi now famously eats raw meat for some reason. Gaga had that raw meat dress. They could have partnered up and been actual best friends.
Or maybe this is where the feud really started. Heidi was like, you're wearing my dinner.
And Lady Gaga was like, security. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Joshua J. Hacheng is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.